In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Every year, since 1924, Father's Day has fallen on this, the third Sunday of June. Its original intent was, and I quote, "establish more intimate relations between fathers and their children, and impress upon fathers the full measure of their obligations," unquote. Written by President Calvin Coolidge. The 1920s were what we now think the 1960s were, a general abandonment of personal responsibility for the sake of individual pleasure, an abandonment and a pursuit that has continued to the present day. Traditional social order and religion were shaken to the core, and it would take a university course to explain how that happened historically. Orthodox Christianity is about unchanging spiritual realities. From the beginning, now and forever, men and women are not the same. The spiritual discipline of being a man or being a woman is different. On Wednesday evenings, we are studying a book called A Layman in the Desert. It takes the spiritual discipline of monastics, men and women who live in monasteries and have taken vows of celibacy and other vows and live their lives out in a monastic setting. It takes their spiritual discipline. The spiritual discipline of the Orthodox Christian faith is the same discipline of life that they follow. And we're very confused, because how do you apply that spiritual discipline to the particulars of life in the world? That's what that book is about. The spiritual realities and the discipline are the same, but the specifics of the context within which it's lived out, they are different. And it's the same between men and women. It's different to live the spiritual discipline as a man from what it is to live the spiritual discipline as a woman. But it is the same spiritual discipline. It makes a difference, though, male or female. Speaking to an audience of Alaskan Native peoples, Father Michael Alexa explains this difference. This is Father's Day. We are particularly focusing on the male. Father Alexa, who you may remember visited here one time, quite some time ago now. Girls undergo a physiological process that enables them to live for something greater than themselves. At menstruation, they become capable of giving birth and nourishing life. That is something greater than themselves. A boy, on the other hand, has no such happening. They have to be trained to become men and voluntarily become the servant of something greater than themselves. And if they don't undergo that process, they remain boys. And we in our society have 30, 40, and 60-year-old boys running around. It's because we have forgotten the lessons of our ancestry that boys have to be turned into men. And this is the reason why so much in so many religious traditions focus on the male, because the male must go through something that he does not go through simply because of his biological experience. I've often thought that maybe I should mention that this may have something to do with why male babies are taken through the sanctuary and female babies are brought to the gates, the royal doors. Topic for another sermon, maybe. In other words, it's not a compliment. Today, our society no longer believes fathers matter. Father Demetrius Andrews, who is the priest at St. George Greek Orthodox Church in St. Paul, Minnesota, has said this: today, many fathers completely abandon their responsibilities as fathers to their children and the mothers of their children. Today, a belief, a teaching, exists in our society that fathers don't really matter, that they are not needed at all. Research shows that more than one-third of the 4 million women who gave birth in the United States in 2015 were unmarried. Mississippi, Louisiana, and New Mexico reached the level of almost 50%. Many of these out-of-wedlock births were by choice. The focus has come to be so completely and absolutely on the individual that there is no understanding of the nature of marriage, the relationship between man and woman in marriage. Women are liberated from their biological transformation so that it's possible for a woman to remain a little girl. Don't have to go through commitment to something greater than oneself. We now can intervene between our biological nature and use our own individual will as sovereign to choose not to fulfill our human nature, male or female. There is a calling that is different between men and women. Not to imply that women who don't bear children are avoiding their calling. We have people in the church that we call mothers of the church. We don't call them mothers because they bore children. We call them mothers because they are spiritual mothers of the church. Just as men may not necessarily father children biologically, you can be either a biological or a spiritual father. And as a biological father, hopefully you're going to be spiritual father as well. But there are many spiritual fathers in the church, and there are spiritual mothers as well. It's a calling to fulfill that nature one way or the other. It's there in us as men and women. It's part of our identity. It's part of our nature. Today, we use individualism to trump what God has given instead of dealing with the difficulties that come along with being the persons that we are born to be. And so it takes a lot of reflection to see how we are going to be able to fulfill living our life as the person that God has created. We reject the idea that we're talking about restricting men and women to biologically determined worldly roles in life. That's not what it's about. It's a spiritual calling. Whatever role in life we end up playing becomes the means to our fulfillment of that spiritual calling. God created human beings, male and female. Male and female, He recreated them, we might say. And men, it is also possible for them to completely abandon male responsibility altogether. The responsibility of being a male, of being a father, biologically or spiritually. Either one makes a father. It is possible for a male to abandon that responsibility and live out a fantasy life of play without ever dealing with the spiritual realities of being a man. Father Demetrius says, divorce and the recent popularity of gay marriages show the apathy and contempt of our society for the importance of fatherhood responsibility. Traditional fathers are ridiculed. HBO, I'm on a trial HBO. It runs out this week, and I watched all the movies that I thought were good, none of the bad ones. But I noticed that there is a category in celebration for Father's Day this week. It's called Father Jokes. And I thought, gee, some nice jokes about fathers. And I went, and the category consists of motion pictures where fathers are ridiculed, basically. Fathers are a joke in our society. Men are encouraged today to be more like mothers than like fathers. Nurturing does not make up for a lack of a father's own spiritual discipline. And this is how one becomes a Christian father, by spiritual discipline. We're not affirming some kind of mistaken and confused Old Testament authoritarian vision of what it means to be a father. That has nothing to do with the Christian faith. It has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is not like that. And it is through Christ that we receive the Holy Spirit from the Father. Father Demetrius says, a good and loving, merciful, wise, peaceful, and holy Father is essential to the raising of both healthy boys and healthy girls, but especially boys who need to have a concrete example of self-discipline, including spiritual self-discipline, not just worldly self-discipline, caring and concern for others. Today we celebrate the descent of the Holy Spirit upon us. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has made this possible, but the Holy Spirit descends from the Father through the Son. We cannot receive the Holy Spirit from the Father except through the Son. Fathers take their model, Jesus Christ. His peace, his kindness, his gentleness, his humility, his faithfulness. The Holy Spirit comes from the Father through our participation in the life of the Son. The Orthodox Christian Church has continuously lifted up the person of God the Father. Through Jesus Christ, God is our Father. That relationship is broken and damaged by our sins and passions, and we don't receive the gift of the Holy Spirit from the Father through the Son if our sins and passions block that reception, and then we are not able to be the fathers that we are called to be as Christians. For good or ill, fathers, some by their absence, determine the spiritual way of life in every family. It is important to understand the characteristics of God and Father. God is good, loving, merciful. St. Paul adds that God is faithful and wiser than men. He is the author of peace. These are the qualities of divine fatherhood. Father Demetrius asks us to consider how different our neighborhoods, country, and world would be if all of our earthly fathers were good, loving, merciful, wise, holy, and peaceful. Our God in heaven is perfect. We human fathers strive for that perfection, but always fall short, and thereby should come not defensiveness, but humility and repentance. Fathers make mistakes. We are human beings. We make mistakes, but we can change. We are not angelic. Angels, they say, choose once. That's it. Human beings can change. We make mistakes. We repent. Loving fathers acknowledge their shortcomings, not in self-pity or to encourage being comforted. You know, we mentioned the original intent of Father's Day, to impress upon fathers the full measure of their obligations. That doesn't come up anymore. What happens now is we wonder why Father's Day is so anemic compared to Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a real remembrance of our mothers, but when it comes to Father's Day, all we can think of is slippers, some relaxation, maybe a extra pipe. Not even that anymore so much, but it's the point is, it's not about comfort. That's the point. It's not about offering our fathers comfort. That's not what Father's Day was initiated for. It was initiated to impress upon men their responsibilities as fathers. It is a powerful witness when a father says to his child, I was wrong, I'm sorry, I'll try to do better next time. And then does what he says he will do. That's what happens at confession. We confess our sins to God, and then we go, having repented, we've repented, we're not going to do it again. We're going to do the opposite thing. And so that's repentance. Today, we remember the original intent of Father's Day. Every Christian father is dependent on the descent of the Holy Spirit through the Son to make us more and more like Him inwardly. So let us consider, not just those of us who are fathers biologically, but those of us who intend and desire to be Christian fathers, that is, to be fathers by being like Christ. We cannot be fathers to our children as Christians except by being like Christ. Any other kind of mistaken, worldly, secular, or pre-Christian model of male authority that we exercise in the mistaken idea that we are being fathers by doing that is pre-Christian, exactly. Maybe secular, but it is not being transformed through Christ to become the image and likeness of God the Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.